Why do you refuse to coexist? Why do you refuse to coexist with the atheists? This question was answered by the countries where the atheists existed. Today, these countries have considerable experience concerning this matter. Let us take a look at their researches. The scientific journal, The American Scientific, published a study on the extent to which the American citizens hate the atheists. The title of the research was, In Atheists We Distrust. The magazine showed that most of the American people do not tolerate atheists and do not accept them to be even the teachers of their children. The magazine went on to say that the American citizens' disapproval of atheists is the prevailing position, whether it is announced in the official decisions, as will be stated, or hidden in the hearts of the American people. In a separate report by the Washington Post in 2011 in monitoring the most hated sect in America at all, it was found that the atheist had the highest rank of hatred exclusively among the masses of the American people. Shortly before this report, the University of Minnesota conducted an independent research over 2 years on the radical Muslims, homosexuals and atheists, whom among those the American citizen fears most? It turns out that the extremist Muslim and the homosexual is closer to the American than the atheist. These research reports may be surprising to many people. The most amazing is that these reports on the ground are supported by the contempt of the atheist in the Western countries. One of the constitutions of the United States mentioned that the atheists do not hold positions at all, because those who deny the existence of God, their covenant is worthless and they are not trustworthy. John Locke, the founder of the civil state, says in his message of tolerance, no tolerance at all with those who deny the existence of God. Promise, covenant and oath in terms of the bounds of human society is of no value to the atheist. Denying God even if it is only a thought, it dismantles all things. If this is the view of the founder of the civil state in the West, what about the masses of the people? An early look at the constitutions of the United States shocks every Arab atheist who brags for his rights in the Arab countries. The monitoring of Western constitutions reflects their awareness of the danger of the atheists and attempts to exclude them from the public life as much as possible. In the Constitution of Arkansas State Constitution Chapter 19 Article 1, no atheist is entitled to take any leading position in the state, and is not eligible to testify in court. Then turn to North Carolina State Constitution to see how, in Chapter 6, Article 8, the atheist is incompetent. Then look to the Constitution of Pennsylvania State, Chapter 1 Article 4 to see how the atheist is not worthy of trust and therefore has no right to establish any profitable institution. The Western constitutions are full of the constitutional provisions that deny the presence of an atheist among them. See the Constitution of South Carolina Chapter 6 Article 2 and the Constitution of Tennessee Chapter 9 Second Paragraph. The Constitution of Texas Texas Chapter 1 Paragraph 4, all of them require that faith in God is an obvious requirement of confidence and taking leading positions. America, the world's most powerful scientific nation, still classifies the atheists as unacceptable in the American society. And this was very plainly evident in George Bush's father's words when an American journalist asked him in 1987 whether the American atheist could be considered equal in citizenship with the other Americans? I do not know if the atheists can be considered citizens or even considered patriots. This is a united nation under the banner of God, Bush said at the time. So the West is more experienced than us with the atheists and their nature, and knows that in their presence is a real problem. The atheists do not consider any value to the covenant nor to the promise which is the basis of any society, any judiciary or any constitution. The West opposes the atheists because of the problems they make. According to the Western perception, loyalty and disassociation is related to the interest and the utilitarian. But according to the Islamic perception, loyalty and disassociation is based on the religion. Our rejection of the atheist stems from our religion, which exhorts us to uphold the word of God and to reform young people lest they would fall a prey to the suspicions.